Today, the mother of Tamir Rice spoke out for the first time since the 12-year-old was fatally shot by Cleveland police when he was holding a toy gun in November, one of several cases of unarmed blacks killed by white police officers recently. Samaria Rice described the moment when she said two young boys knocked on her door and told her police had shot her son.
I really thought they was playing, like joking around. But I seen the seriousness in their face, and it scared me.
The family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the officer who fired the shot, his partner, and the city of Cleveland. And as protesters around the country join Samaria Rice demanding more accountability for police, the Justice Department today unveiled new guidelines that ban federal profiling on the basis of race, religion, and gender identity. Attorney General Eric Holder launched this effort more than 5 years ago. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson is here to tell us about them. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Robin.
And just remind us, the Bush administration banned racial profiling more than 10 years ago. And remind us, too, this is a federal ban?
This is a federal ban. And advocates in the civil rights community and some Democrats in Congress never thought those 2003 guidelines from the Bush administration went far enough. So the Obama administration version, this new one due out today, adds more protection for LGBT people and for people who may be profiled on the basis of their religion or gender. And these guidelines will apply, Robin, to an alphabet soup of federal law enforcement, everything from the FBI to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, the DEA, and ICE.
But there had been some exceptions carved out 10 years ago, and we understand still today. So just give us a sense of how these guidelines might work in practice, let's say, an encounter on the street or a traffic stop.
So law enforcement is not supposed to stop someone on the basis of one of these prohibited categories like race or religious background. And the Attorney General, Eric Holder, says doing that is wrong, ineffective, a waste of resources, and it helps to erode confidence in the justice system in a time when the nation's already reeling from some of the police-involved deaths you mentioned earlier. However, Robin, it's okay for law enforcement to take some of these factors into account if there's an all-points bulletin or a be on the lookout alert for a bank robber or a terrorism suspect who may be tall, African-American, a certain religion, that sort of thing. That would be a legitimate basis for stopping someone. But short of that kind of information, using race, considering race, religion, not okay under these new federal guidelines.
And what about what we thought was one of the exceptions, Border Patrol?
Border Patrol will have a loophole. These guidelines will not apply to Customs Border Protection agents on the Southwest border, which the ACLU says could lead to or continue unconstitutional profiling of Latinos. Another big loophole, these guidelines will not apply at airports to TSA agents, which disappoint many in the Sikh coalition who have been calling for changes there. And Robin, these guidelines also allow the FBI to continue the controversial practice of mapping of Muslim American communities here, tracking mosques, businesses, and the like that has been so controversial since 9/11.
I just want to be clear because that's fascinating. You say that the Sikh coalition is objecting to the fact that at airports, the TSA will be allowed to profile, and that's the Sikh, S-I-K-H coalition. But how does this trickle down? We started by talking about a shooting in Cleveland. That's local law enforcement. So, and we've seen the other stories recently in Ferguson and New York. How do these federal guidelines trickle down?
It's going to be a limited impact at best. These are federal guidelines. They will not apply to most state or local police unless they serve on some kind of federal task force. We have these task forces set up to police terrorism and some other crimes, drug-involved crimes, for instance. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, is doing a call with local police today, though, and he wants this to become a best practice for state and local police. He's going to use the bully pulpit to talk again about this issue later this week in Memphis and the rest of his tenure before he retires early next year, too.
NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, this is just laying out these guidelines as they get laid out today, but we will definitely want to talk to people in law enforcement about how they feel it might impact them. Carrie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.